Hello everyone and welcome back to the podcast, Find Your Feet Podcast, a show that is dedicated to helping you live your best life, talking every week about something to do with self-love, wellness, positivity, just helping you become the best version of you.
Welcome back to the show everybody. Today we're bringing you like a little life audit, would you call it, with four of the best questions to which we think you should be basically asking yourself like almost every day. But obviously you don't need to go and do it every single day, but even just once in a while to stop and ask yourself these really important questions to just align you in life and just to make sure that you're on the right path and you're getting that 1% better every day and becoming the best version of you.
So this episode is going to be a good little opportunity for you to kind of like have a little bit of self-reflection, just kind of think, what am I doing? Like, am I doing the right things? Am I happy? Is what I'm doing, am I actually getting an ROI on my energy investment in where I'm putting my energy into certain things in life? It's going to help you get clarity about that. And then maybe you can make some positive changes to start doing things that are going to make you more happy and feel better and just enjoy your life more.
Yeah. And it's going to be super practical as well. Like, we used to more do episodes where we'd always like give you, you know, like a takeaway at the end, like, oh, these are your journal prompts, or this is a quote of the week, stuff like that. But all these questions, maybe we'll write them in the show notes, yeah. And like, you can do them as journal prompts. If you did these every morning, I swear to God, your life would just improve so much because you'd always be kind of like aligning with what is best for you and just keeping really conscious, you know, like self-aware of what you're doing. Because this is not an episode saying like you shouldn't be doing all this, but it's just like having that level of awareness, like knowing your limits on certain things. But I wanted to first discuss before we get into it, because I really do feel like our audience will absolutely love this, because we've had a few questions before when we've discussed like subliminals or sound frequencies, and we've had messages like, what subliminals do you listen to? And I'm always like, usually just YouTube. But we went to an event last month with Estelle Bingham, Unlock the Healer Within, which was incredible. And there was this woman there who has, I think she's studied sound healing for like years. Like, she traveled all around India and things like that. She basically does sound healing, like holds sound healings, but she sings as well. So she does it with the bowls and she sings. And then this guy joins her, I can't remember his name. But he also is in, like, does it, because on all of the recordings he's in it as well.
And banging the gong and stuff. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I think
the big,
so.
Big, like, metal plate.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a gong in everyone. Yeah, he's like the gong man.
Yeah.
Anyway, this amazing woman called Denise Lester was there, and we were actually working, so we didn't really tap into the...
No, yeah, I was filming it.
Yeah, so
everyone
we couldn't
was,
really...
Like, lying down, like... meditating.
I kept lying down and sitting up, and then lying
waving
down.
Their arms around, doing mental stuff, and I was like... streaming it on Zoom to people and like filming it.
Yeah.
But it was amazing from just that.
Yeah.
But I couldn't like fully infiltrate all the cells in my body because I had to focus.
Yeah, we definitely need to like go to another one of her things where we can properly get into
relax
it.
And do it. Yeah.
Yeah. But it was really good from what was there. And then she basically sells her frequencies online as well, so you can get like ones that are 6 minutes long, and then you can get a longer one for sleep, which is an hour long. And you actually downloaded the one.
They're not 6 minutes, they're like 20 minutes.
Oh, sorry, I'm thinking they're £6. That's wrong. They're 20 minutes, but they're £6, or you can get the longer one, which is like £16. And I tried one out and I did really enjoy it. And then you got it the other day and kept messaging me saying you were addicted.
Yeah, I got two of them last week, which was the week of the moon eclipse. And I was like, so when this comes out, it was 2 weeks ago. And I was like, I just don't know, the moon was moving mad through me. It was making me do all sorts of shit. It was just like making me, I just felt like tender and weird. I just really needed some soothing. So I got the one on a website called Being Held. And what's the other one called? Being Present. And I was literally just like playing them whilst I was working, getting ready, driving, like had them on all the time. I was literally addicted to them for like a week. I haven't actually listened to them for a couple of days. Yeah. I even went around to my mum's house and was like playing them, and she was like, oh my God, this is so beautiful. And I was like, I know, right?
It is. They are
their
beautiful.
Their vibe.
Yeah, like it's go on her me. Website, anyone, obviously we're going to link it. And she like has a little bio that explains them as well. You know like how doctors
yeah,
like
literally
recommend
says, them?
Yeah,
says like on different ones, like this one will help balance your hormones. This one, yeah. Like, yeah, all these different things. Yeah, and like
yeah, like doctors recommend them.
And doctors, yeah, have looked into basically like on what's actually going on in your body on a physiological level when you're listening to these things. Like it's actually changing your cells and changing your state, which is absolutely insane.
Yeah, all through something. I think just that's
why they're addictive. Like, why I was like, oh my
you
god,
just feel the shift.
Yeah, I keep wanting to be on them. Was like craving them on like such a subconscious level because they were like obviously soothing me and like because they calm your anxiety and stuff as well. And like,
yeah,
all that stuff. And actually, they're really good to work to. Like, they do help you focus because when I'm sat working on my own, like I do like to have background noise. I can't always listen to a podcast because it actually distracts me. Depends what task I'm doing. And sometimes music can even be too much. Sometimes it's just nice to just have a little something because I can't stand the silence of my own thoughts. No, joking. But like, it's just nice to have a little thing on, you know, like sometimes put on relaxing piano music, but you're not always in the mood for that. But this, it's just obviously it's changing the... your atoms anyway, you know, it's changing your cells, so it's just nice.
Yeah,
good study listen.
Yeah, there's absolutely nothing to lose really with these frequencies. But I also downloaded the sleep one the other night because my other friend also did the sleep one. So obviously it's an hour long, so it's like a whole shebang. And she had like this amazing experience. She was like, oh my god, you need to try the sleep one. So I've had it on the last two nights, and like as I'm just thinking this, it's probably like, as I'm saying this, this might sound a little bit weird, but to me, it just seems normal. I've just realized it might seem a bit much for a podcast. But basically, when I sleep, I've done this quite a few times. You've probably done it before. When I sleep, obviously, you get messages in your dreams. But when I'm waking up, I like sometimes get these really direct, like really clear messages. And it'll just be like one thing, like, you need to do this or that, or this person, like contact this person. But they're like really clear and direct. And it's only when I'm like just like coming out of a sleep state, so it's like as if someone's like whispering in my ear, but it doesn't happen that often. And the last two nights that I've had these frequencies on, I've had like the most clear messages, and I think it must be from having the frequencies on,
dropping into that like vibration.
So like yesterday I had I woke up and I was dreaming about something totally random, and then the message said to me, well, I was thinking like, what even is the message? I don't know if it's like your higher self, your subconscious mind, I don't know. But this message, clear as day, was like, you need to message your friend Alice and see if she's okay. Wow. And I like, yeah, and I had to message her, and then she was like, that's really weird that you've messaged me, Dala. And like,
was she not okay?
Yeah, well, just basically told me what was going on. And it's like,
oh, so you actually, so she did need you to message you.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah. She was like, clear, but she's like, obviously so and so, she's like, clear as day, not even, doesn't even surprise me. That guy, like, the guy, that time, she's the one, Alice, is when I literally called her, right? This, rewind, this is absolutely ages ago, this never went on the podcast, when I met this hot guy in the gym, right? And I was like all buzzing about it.
All the stories that don't make it to the pod.
Yeah. I was all buzzing about it. And we don't really speak on the phone that much. And I was like, oh yeah, I'll call you tomorrow. I was like, I've got something really funny to tell you. And I literally called her. She picks up the phone. She's like, oh, so what did you want to tell me? Like, because you met a really hot guy in the gym. And I was like, what? And she's like, yeah, you met a hot guy in the gym, didn't you? I was like, how the hell do you know that? I was like, did I already tell you? She's like, no. And she's just like,
so you got like intuitive, like,
yeah, she's just like
psychic
that
psychic connection together.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was yesterday, which was lovely. And then the one that I actually wanted to share, because I just think it's quite beautiful, is that like, say yesterday, I know I'm always saying how I'm like always crying on the podcast, but I actually am.
Always cry. Oh, you're always crying.
Yeah, like
outside of the podcast.
Yeah, no, in not your free on the time podcast. Yeah. So like last night, obviously everyone knows that like I went through a breakup a few months ago, and last night, I don't know, some nights it just hits me. I don't know what it is. Maybe I hear a song, I don't know, and it just like really triggers me, and I'm like, I just have to feel the emotions out. So last night I was just like really upset, but just kind of like letting it run through me. But this is like really late on in the night as well. It only hit me at like 10 o'clock or something. And I was like, I need to go to bed.
This is not scheduled in.
Yeah, this was not scheduled in.
Crying time.
I was like, I need to get up at 5 a.m. I was like, but I also just really need to cry right now. Anyway, I was like having a bit of release. And then I felt, and I know people can relate to this, I really felt like judgment come off of me. You know, like what we were speaking about last week. Mm. I was kind of thinking, like, do my friends think, like, why am I not over this? And I know you...
No, they, of course no, I know not. They also, don't. None of them know you're crying in your room at 10 o'clock at night.
No, I know, but it's, like, that judgment or the inner voice is, like...
It's not even been that long, really.
No, I know, but even not just that, but just, like... Just basically, like, loads of thoughts thinking, like... Like, why are you crying so much? Like, just all these things, like, the confusion. No, I was saying, like, bringing stuff when you not figured it out. Like, I haven't really figured it out even why I was having those thoughts. Yeah. But anyway, when I, like, was waking up this morning at 5 o'clock for the gym, the message to me was, like, the sweetest message. Like, it was like a spiritual hug, and they were like, this is your process. Mm. And like basically what we were saying last week, like only be where you are.
Yeah.
And like not judging yourself. Like say I'd be like judging myself thinking, should I be like looking at the guy? Should I be on Hinge? And it, like this message was like, this is your process. Like don't think what other people are thinking of you, because you've got to get from A to B. This is your journey. You've got to feel the sadness. You've got to do that. If you want to go and do that, you do that, because this is your process. And it was so clear, like this really beautiful message. And then I just woke up and I was like, okay,
thank you.
Yeah, thank you, someone.
That's
so
cute.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to share, because I do feel like it must be from the frequencies, like, because I always listen to frequencies but not those ones, and the last two nights is when that's happened. So maybe I'm gonna get messages every single night. I don't know.
Well, I guess it's because like they drop your brain waves into like certain states. So I think you're like more receptive to like guidance from the universe, but I think you're also tapping into like your subconscious mind, the wise part of it, the higher self. So and then like you're obviously doing that, having thoughts before you go to bed, then listening to those sound waves, the healing, and then overnight our subconscious mind processes things anyway, and is thinking about things. Like you can ask yourself a question and kind of ask your subconscious mind to like think about it while you're asleep and give you an answer. So it is actually when you're asleep your brain is coming to conclusions anyway,
yeah,
and cleaning itself up.
And there is some brain science as well about that, when you're actually waking up, something, it's like some kind of brainwave you're in,
like
some kind of frequency, like there is a reason why they come then.
Yeah,
it's like when you're slipping, I suppose it's when you're sleeping out of the dream state into a different like level of consciousness, and it's like they slip through, the messages slip through, because they're always like, because obviously you can get messages in your dream, but those ones that I feel when I'm waking up are like just so clear and just it is like a voice. Do you know when I said that I had that one, like that was the most clear one I remember, is when I was waking up once and I'd been dreaming all night. So I was like going into therapy session, but I always have this recurring dream that I'm trying to get ready and I haven't got enough time to get ready.
That's really funny.
So everybody psychoanalyze me. What does this mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
I mean, I've already reflected on what it means. It probably just is like my self-worth and stuff, like having to be put together to go out into the world. Because I always don't wear makeup.
Yeah.
But I've had this recurring dream for like years of like...
Or do you think it's just maybe like a time thing?
No, I think it's deeper than that.
Right, fair enough.
It's like, it's always that I'm like trying to look nice and I'm like, no, I don't like my makeup, da, da, da. And it's always this frustration. Oh, you need to catch a plane, you need to do this, and I haven't got enough time to get ready.
Oh,
and it's
wow.
always like this makeup element. I thought I told you about this.
No, I've never heard about this.
Right. Anyway, one day I was having one of those dreams and then I woke up and the voice said to me like, who are you doing this for? Like the makeup, like who are you doing this for? And it literally like shook me. I was like, whoa. I was like, who am I doing this for? And like it was like a voice, it was like so clear. So I don't know.
Who are you doing it for?
Well, I don't know. And then who am I doing it for? Yeah, so I don't know.
That's interesting.
Yeah. You know, I love a deep dive on dreams. Very interesting. We do need to get a dream expert.
Yeah, we do.
But anyway,
so did you play her sound, the sleep one, like did you just put it on and just shut your eyes and go to sleep, or is it like a guided meditation?
No, I think you're meant to maybe have it on either before you go to sleep or as you're falling asleep, but I just put it on as I'm falling asleep,
and then
because I'm quite used to having them on now. In the past sometimes I'd be like, that's annoying me, but I put it on real low as well. I don't put it on loud. I just put it on so I can just about hear it. And then obviously like the frequencies are kind of healing you as you fall asleep, and it's really beautiful as well. Like it's actually quite an emotional one anyway.
Is it? I mean, her music's really stunning.
Yeah,
it's very soothing. Anyway, we'll link the website where you can get them from, because there's loads of stuff like that out there. It's loads on YouTube, but I didn't know Shaw's, if I hadn't gone to an event where she'd performed and done it, I would have never found a website. Do you know what I mean?
No, yeah.
Like, it's one of them things that you just don't know about unless you know. So now you know. If you know, you know. Get yourself down to the show notes and download some. They are really, really nice.
Yeah.
Very soothing. Very calming.
Lovely. Yeah, we would have sold them by now. Yeah. Everyone's going to be going having, like, these crazy dreams and messages.
Yeah. One thing that I absolutely love about my generation is how laid back, relaxed and chilled and open they are about going to therapy, about having a therapist, being in therapy, the experience of it, just owning it. You know, I am here for it because I have learned so much from therapy in my own life and my own journey. I really am so grateful that therapy as a whole just exists, because it literally changes lives and makes you live your best, happiest, most confident life. And we all need that support sometimes. We all struggle, and we can all do with having a talk with somebody who's qualified and licensed and just knows how to help you, how to make sense of what might be going on in your mind at any time in your life. And that's why I'm so excited to introduce you to BetterHelp, the sponsor of this podcast, who are a professional, secure online counseling service. So you don't need to go anywhere to access therapy. You can literally be in the comfort of your own home. All you need to do is sign up for an account with them, and within 2 days you'll get matched with a therapist that's perfectly aligned with you based off the answers that you fill in on the welcome questionnaire. And however you want to work, they'll work around you. So if you feel like, oh, this is my first time doing therapy, I feel a bit nervous, I don't really like having my camera on, I don't even really like talking on the phone, you don't need to do any of that. You can just use their in the app private chat server and just chat back and forth with your therapist on there. Or obviously, if you do feel comfortable to do phone calls or video calls, then you can do that too. When I've used BetterHelp, I've done video calls and it's been really helpful. And then after my session, my therapist kind of set me like homework of like things to kind of think about, reflect on before my next session. And she just puts that on the chat box so I can go back in on the app whenever I want and log in and read it, look at the notes. And it's just really helpful. And it's all there in one space, nice and safe, nice and private and secure. So you don't need to worry about anyone finding any of your stuff. Like, it's all done in a private, secure app. So if you feel like, do you know what, this is appealing to me, I need some therapy and I'd love to do it from home, then BetterHelp is the place to go. And they are giving our listeners a 10% discount off your entire first month of therapy. So that's going to get you 10% off all of your therapy sessions for a whole month. Just head to the link betterhelp.com/findingyourfeet. That's betterhelp.com/findingyourfeet to access your discount today.
So as we said, this is kind of like a life audit, but also really important questions to ask yourself maybe every morning, even if it's just in your head or you can journal it. But I think asking yourself these each morning could be really, really powerful. So the first one is asking yourself, and I feel like this maybe works if it's like a particular thing maybe that you're going to do, maybe you're unsure, maybe like your day is planned out, you've got something in the evening that you don't usually do, you don't know how you feel about it or something like that. So with like maybe events like this, you can ask yourself, is this in line with my values and is it in line with the person that I want to become? So I think you said before, actually, didn't you, that when you ask yourself that, something usually pops into your head?
Yeah, I just think that like that's kind of a question that's quite an intuitive question, like,
yeah,
because it's quite loose but direct at the same time. Yeah. It's loose in the context of it. Well, basically, I just think you know what you're doing that's not in line with your values and it's not in line with the person you want to become. You know, even if you don't want to admit it to yourself. So I feel like just asking yourself that just means the answer will just go straight up. Like, you've just got to take that first answer.
Yeah, like almost you don't really need a question. It's like it gives you the answer without a question.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean, just asking yourself that every morning, what intuitively comes up for you that you think, oh, maybe that's actually a bit of waste time, because I feel like you can do a lot of things in life that you at the end of the day you think, actually I would have saved my energy if I didn't bother involving in that, like that's not aligned with me.
What's yours saying when you ask yourself that? Have you got an answer right now, right here,
right now? I don't really, but I think I mainly relate it to like say an old friend that is like just bad vibes, basically. You know, like someone like gossip or something like that.
Yeah, and you don't like, feel good around them when you find out with them. Yeah.
And you're like, oh, maybe I should see them because like I don't want to be rude, I should catch up to her, but then I don't really want to.
Feeling obliged.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, well, they're going to be with those people who like really don't inspire me and like actually like make me feel a bit bad. Da-da. And then it's like, well, that's completely not in line with the person I want to become. Like, time is so precious. There's so many things I could be doing to work on myself. So like, why would you actually waste your energy just to like people please and be like, for the sake of like nothing, if it's going to make you feel bad. But I think you just have to obviously be honest with yourself.
Yeah.
What do you think have you got any?
I haven't actually got anything right here, right now. But like probably if you asked me this last week, it would have been what I released to the moon.
Oh yeah.
Like just like mine would be probably not behaviour that I'm doing, but like negative thought patterns that don't really serve you, like they're not in line with my values, they're not helping me become the person I want to be. So like I would let go of something like that would have come up, but right now I'm being really well behaved girl, A stars for me, no joking. But like I don't, at this moment in time, there's nothing really, because to be honest, I don't really do that much that I don't want to be doing. Like, as in, like, not that I don't want to be doing, but, like, I don't know. I guess, like, I'm happy in my career choices. My friendship circle's quite small and tight. I like everyone. Show me. I'm not really hanging out with anyone.
You're all
like.
All right.
Dating life is zero right now. So
yeah, I was going to say a really
maybe
good
if
example.
There was some, like, annoying boy, you know, someone that is a red flagger, but I was pursuing it anyway, then, you know, something like that might come.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that. But right now in my life, not much really going down. So, but if you'd ask yourself that, I mean, who knows what happens next week. Maybe I'll
yeah, exactly. Every
naughty.
Week can be different.
Yeah.
You might go on a mad one. But no, that's a really good one to relate to dating. I feel like, you know, like, say exactly that if you were, like, maybe dating someone and you're like, you could be like, okay, cool, I'll date this person, but they're not, like, my forever person, or I'm in a relationship with someone, but actually I would love to be with someone like that. If that's, like, your values and what you want to align with, then if you were really honest with yourself, it's a complete waste of energy.
Yes.
In the moment. To entertain something that doesn't, if you're enjoying it and you're having a good time, of course, but if it actually doesn't align with your future and you want to preserve your energy, then the right thing in the dating world for that would be just to park it. Because as we were saying before this episode, if you're out of alignment, if someone is out of alignment for you, then you're out of alignment for them.
Yeah.
And you're taking up space in their life.
Yeah, you're being selfish in a way, because you're not letting them have the opportunity to meet somebody who fully chooses them while you're not fully choosing them, but you're, like, keeping them there.
Yeah, you're keeping them there because you're scared that you're going to break the heart. But
or you
really,
don't really... Yeah, and you don't want
to... Yeah, but really you're not giving them, like, the opportunity that they deserve in life to be with someone fully aligned with them.
Mm.
Hashtag cries.
Hashtag deep as fuck. So, the next one to ask yourself is... It's kind of leads on from that one, but where am I wasting energy that I could be investing in myself? Like, as in, like, where do I want to put my energy? Like, what is the return on investment I'm getting from my current energy expenditure? Because it is capped. We only have a certain amount a day. Obviously, like, caffeine, maybe feel passionate about something.
Caffeine
can give you a bit more energy. If you're feeling passionate about something, that can give you more energy. A nice stressful deadline sometimes give you some more energy, a bit of adrenaline. but you know, apart from that, really, maybe some sunlight in the morning, you know, like mood boost things, but or whatever. But you do kind of, we're not energy infinite on a daily basis.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Like, we do have a limit where we're like, oh, I'm tired now. So...
Mm.
You've got a budget, so where are you putting it?
Yeah.
What are your stocks and shares of your energy saying you're getting return on your investment?
Yeah, what's that thing where, like, people, I think it's, like, a good quote where they're like, if you were given, so, like, 24 grand a day or something, but it means it in time.
Yeah.
Like, where
yeah,
are you
yeah.
spending the time?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But no, it's so true. I think, like, obviously, like, you gotta have fun in life and, like, do what you want, but I think there's a lot of things you can maybe put your energy into where you're like, this is taking up a lot of my time and my energy and I'm not getting any return. Because even if you're having fun doing something, that's still getting a return. You're actually having fun.
That's
your return.
Yeah,
but I think, like, people can do things in life, like, maybe it's from, like, a self, like, saboteur point of view where they're doing things and, like, actually this is, like, a habit, or this is, like, force of habit, I'm just used to doing this, so I'm gonna do it anyway. But it's like, are you actually having any good return from it? What would be yours?
Which is what we're gonna do
at the start
now,
of the episode.
Each.
No, I know we weren't planning to do our own at all, but then I just got curious.
What would mine be right now? Probably it would be that I'm get in bed and I keep going on TikTok for too long instead of getting my Kindle out, and it's because the book I'm reading is so fucking boring.
Oh, I just got another one. What are you reading?
I know, I'm just like,
oh, we're not gonna boycott the book.
Yeah, I didn't want to boycott the book, but maybe.
Yeah, maybe don't, because you just said it's really fucking boring. If you had said, oh, it's not really me.
Yeah, I'm reading a book, I'm just bored of it. Bored. But I'm like 70% through and I'm like, I just finish the boring book. I'm being one of those people that can't just put it away and move on.
Yeah.
So I'm actually denying myself future happiness from, like, a book that I'm going to really enjoy, because I'm, like, sunk cost fallacying the 30% left of this book. God. Yeah, so basically I'm just self-sabotaging myself. I'm denying my reading. I'm denying my expansion of my mind because I don't want to read my boring book, but also I'm finding it hard to move on from the boring book without finishing it. There's just something feels incomplete. I'm like, what if the end isn't boring?
Yeah.
So then why don't I just go on TikTok?
Yeah. No, well, I just laughed because mine's literally the exact same. But what I was explaining before was like on the ROI thing, like as in TikTok obviously is great for reach. Like so many great things about it. So like in terms of us using it.
You get lols.
Yeah, exactly. You get laughter.
Like laughing at the weird gym memes. Now that I'm a gym goer.
Yeah, there's lots of gym stuff on there. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like you can get a lot from it. And like, I mean, I'm kind of trying to use it as like a business tool to obviously like grow the podcast, grow my personal brand. Like, so I'm trying to look at it from that point of view. So to a degree, I am having a return on investment. But there is a fine line for me where the crazy TikTok algorithm pulls you in. I was going to say something really inappropriate then. Like something very addictive and spits you back out a few hours later. And I really, it doesn't make me feel good at all. But it's like, I know I'm doing it. Like, I'm so aware I'm doing it. And I still, like,
when you DM me a TikTok at, like, 10:30 or something, I'm like...
Yeah, that's not normal for me.
God, look at Avi on TikTok right now, scrolling and DMing TikToks.
I know, because I try and not do that. But because whenever I'm posting more consistently, you know, I always end up going more on it generally. And that's, I think, why I sometimes end up retreating, because it starts to make me feel anxious when I go on it too much. And then I'm like, whoa. So I basically have to be really, like, with myself, because there's some serious... I think there's some subliminal messages in that app. It's weird the way it pulls you in. Because, like, last night when I was really upset, I kind of just was like that and then lifted up my phone. It's like going on TikTok, and then I was like, this is doom scrolling, because like right now there's emotion coming up for me.
Yeah.
But TikTok is pulling me in like how it does. So I was like, get off.
I love doing that. I do it on Instagram as well sometimes.
Yeah, and
like when I'm stressed about something or I know I need to do something, I'm like, I'm just buying myself a little bit more time to just not deal with the situation or just 10 more minutes of doom scroll. Andrew Huberman. Explain the science of this. So like you get dopamine from scrolling, but then after you're scrolling for a certain amount of time, you stop getting the dopamine. You don't get it anymore, so you keep scrolling because your brain is still craving the dopamine, but you've reached capacity of social media dopamine. It's done, you can't get any more, so you keep going on it trying to get some more, and it never comes. You don't get it. And that's why like you can sometimes end up in those scroll loops where you're like, why I can't get off this? Like, I'm on a subconscious level, I'm looking for something here.
And you don't know what you're looking for.
Yeah, it's because your dopamine's done. You've like burned it out. It's gone. It needs now to go and refresh. You can come back and do it again. But
that's crazy, what's going on
in the brain. Yeah. So that's why you get a bit stuck on it as well sometimes. Because when you're first on it, you're like, ha, so funny.
Yeah.
Ha, yeah. Oh my God, love. Oh, I'm crying. Oh, that's so funny. Oh my God, what is Andrew
rollercoaster.
Ew. Like, you know, there's loads going on there. And then you're getting all these like, you're getting all like excited about it. You're like, your dopamine's going. And then eventually it just burns off, but you're still looking for that thing. But it's not there.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Are you caught up? Yeah, wild. Anyway, so TikTok does not always give me an ROI.
Yeah, me too. So I suppose it is just being like really bounded and basically trying to trick your brain, because your brain is telling you to stay on it. Or like you're craving to stay on it.
Yeah.
But then the angel on my shoulder is like, what are you doing? Get off.
Go and read your boring ass book. Finish the 30% left.
I think you should definitely just get another book. I'm gonna order another book today, actually.
Because once you have a boring shit book, it really fucks your reading habit up as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Because sometimes to even just build a reading habit, you need a good book.
Yeah.
Do you know what I want to read? This, I can't remember what it's called or who it's by, but I can see her face in my head right now. And she wrote a book like How to Meet Someone. I'm not going to read it just purely for that reason. I'd love to actually get her on the podcast or something. Ali Abdaal did a YouTube video about the book. You definitely will have seen it before, and people will have heard of this.
Yeah, I feel like I might.
It's got a blue turquoisey cover with like red on it. I can't remember what it's called, but it's basically about like the science of meeting someone or something like that.
Oh, right,
and it's super like, yeah, just like getting down to it, because I'm like really interested in stuff like that. Like there's so much I want to get on, like dating experts, relationship people on the podcast anyway, to, but she's like one of those, but she's like really high up at Hinge or something like that.
Oh yeah, so I think I saw that advertised. Get her on, I'll say. Yeah.
I transformed my whole profile once to be dedicated to my love for a certain supermarket here in the UK. So is that a good... Do you see success with people on Hinge doing things like that? Niching down on a very niche thing. You know, what do you think? Is it giving off the right vibes? But no, she wrote a book and about all that. And it just... Ali Abdaal has had it, her on his podcast too, and she's really interesting. Mm. But I want to read that. So it's like The Science of Love or something like that. Dating and stuff.
Yeah, it sounds really good.
Yeah, and then, and also my Kindle thing's like linked to like a family thing, so like I can see like all, I got my brother's books on there, my dad's, like it's weird, I don't know how you separate it, so everyone will see that I downloaded that and think, wow, you're tragic, aren't you? And I'm like, no, it's for the podcast, it's research, thank you. I want to do that, and I also want to get a nice little romance novel, you know.
Yeah,
because I really enjoy that as a little,
yeah,
escaping into a world I don't know. No, I really enjoyed the last one that I read. So yeah. I need to stop being a sunk cost fallacy freak and get rid of this boring book.
Get rid
the
of the boring
book that shall not be named.
I know, but everyone's curious. Not even I'm curious, because I don't know what you're about.
Do you not know which one I'm about?
I can't remember.
Am I not
what
allowed
you're
to say what it is? Why am I not allowed to say it?
Because I just feel like you like really slammed it. Like, so
yeah,
really
okay,
boring.
I'm not gonna say it. I don't want to be.
And I also hate it.
I don't
want
to be bitch.
With like, say if someone's halfway through that book and then they're not sure, and then they hate,
I don't put
and then
off. Someone else might be really enjoying it.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm not gonna say anything. Okay, on to the next question. Where am I going to be present today?
I love how enthusiastic that was. Yeah, I think this is a good one, because I think sometimes when you get all like productive and, or if you're stressed or overwhelmed, and you can end up like the whole day that you've not even been present, like with yourself, like let alone with other people. So I think like just even scheduling in time in your day, like to remind yourself to just be fully present in that moment. No technology, no phones, like reflecting, when am I actually present? Like for me, I feel like eating is a time I'm present. And we were saying before, the gym.
Yeah, the gym, yeah. I'm not. Phones away. You can't be scrolling whilst you're pumping those bicep curls.
I'm never asked about a phone
pressing.
In the gym.
You'll be dropping them dumbbells on your face.
Yeah, exactly. You've got to be focused, haven't you?
Yeah.
Gym takes more focus than you think, I think.
Yeah.
Sorry. And then, yeah, like maybe sit, if you're reflecting that day thinking, oh, well, I know I'm going to see my dad or something later, like... reminding yourself, like, how present can I be?
I absolutely hate it when people sit there on their phone with you.
Mm.
And I'm like, I've come to see you. I never see you. Why are you sitting on the phone? I literally went mental at my little brother the other day about it.
Oh, yeah. Naughty Adam.
Nuts. Yeah. But then, since I've done that, he was not enjoying me going crazy at the time. And he wasn't responding well to it. But now, he keeps trying to talk to me all the time. So I'm like, okay, clearly I got into your subconscious mind.
Yeah. No, that's good, because I feel like some people need telling.
Yeah, like if I never see you and then I'm there with you and I've got 45 minutes to an hour before I've got to go, why the fuck are you sitting there on your phone?
Yeah, because you've got so much.
I could get in my car right now and drive home and die. I could die. And you wouldn't see me again.
Like, did you say that to
No,
you?
I didn't. But like,
I can just imagine you say that.
No, yeah, because he was saying that I was being entitled by telling him that. Not that I was going to die, but like telling him that he needs to get off his phone and be present and talk. He said, why do I need to talk? It's just very stupid. No one wants to hear about this. Okay, next question is, how can I make myself proud today? And I really like this one. I don't know why I'm reading them out like a teacher. I really like this one because I think that's the answer to that is different on each day. So like, say you're having like a really hard day, what might make you proud is just having a shower.
Yeah.
You know, like sometimes when people are really down the dumps and they find even that so hard to just get themselves dressed and like, you know, or so it could be that. But then another day it could be, how I'm going to make myself proud is that I'm going to do something out of my comfort zone that's going to reach out to someone that might mean that I get rejected for my business, or I'm going to ask that sexy boy out the gym or something like that. Or whatever. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, could be something more like that. Or it could be, I don't know, I'm going to be kind to myself today because I'm I'm waiting for my period, I feel like shit, or something like that, you know? Like, it's always going to be different, but I think that's quite a nice way to, like, kind of be like, okay, like, what can I do for me today?
Yeah. No, I think it's so nice, because I think we can often, no, I was going to say, sorry, backtracking there. No, I think it's really important to think, like, how can you make yourself proud? And then also, like, think of the things that you've done in the past that you are proud of. Because I think it's really easy to, like, beat yourself up. You know, if, like, you're feeling a bit bad and you're like, oh, I've not done enough.
Oh, yeah.
Or, like, say you're like, oh, you wanted to do one thing that day, you didn't get around to it, but you still did so many other things.
Mm.
So I think thinking that day, like, what other things have you done to make yourself proud? And also, like, that quote is still, like, ringing in my head, which I just really love, that, like, on the days that you only had 40%, and you gave 40%, you gave 100%.
Yeah.
Because, like, what we were saying before, like, you can only give what you have.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, trying is enough every day. Like, even if it's just 5 minutes, whatever you're doing, like, just one little thing. How can I make myself proud? How can I make myself feel good? Like, it's enough, whatever it is that you get done.
Mm. Okay, so the final question to ask yourself in your, like, mini life audit is, where can I do something for someone else today, or this week, or this month, whatever? Because actually we spend so much time thinking about, how can I be a better person, how can I align with my values, how can I be proud of myself, how can I be present? What about everybody else? What about helping other people? What about showing some love to other people, even for a selfish reason? Because being of service actually really helps. I swear there's, like, studies of it showing that being of service in some way helps depression.
Yeah.
I can't remember where I read it, who said it, or what. So, but I have seen that, I'm sure. But
yeah.
being of service and being of use to somebody else, like, being helpful like that, it just really helps people's depression. It also helps kind of, like, with your self-worth, because you're like, oh, I'm needed, I'm useful. Not in a codependent, toxic way, like, you're only worth it, like, you know, being like, I don't know, doing stuff for other people. But it's just like, it feels good to be nice, and, like, it feels good to do nice things for people, so it gives you, like, good dopamine in that. So, like, even if you want to go on a selfish reason, like, it's good for those things, but also, like, it's nice. But I just think it's really nice. You can spend a lot of time, especially when you are struggling, like, a bit, you can spend a lot of time in your own head, because you're like in that kind of loop of, like, woe is me, self-loathing, like, that comes naturally when you're in a mental health kind of slump or whatever, or, like, you're just feeling a bit shit or low. Like, you've got those repetitive thoughts going around, you know, like, and it just keeps you in your own head, in your own, like, world. Whereas thinking, asking yourself, like, what can I do for somebody else, like, what's something nice that I can do to help someone else, actually just is, well, giving you a little bit of a break from your own, do you know what I mean, like, just getting out of your own head and, like, getting into someone else's world a bit, and, like, just doing something nice, being
helpful. I think, like, helping somebody else or doing something that's, like, totally selfless just raises your vibration so much. And as well, I do always find that, like, if you're, like, I do that myself, if I'm, like, having a day where I feel, like, a bit down and I'm out and about, then I always have, like, this thing in my head where I'm always, like, always be nicer than you feel.
Because
I think, like, you can, or even if, like, someone's pissed me off and, like, I feel angry, and then, like, you know, like, you can take out on people, like, say, like, someone cuts you off in traffic, that really annoys you for some reason. I try not to get annoyed at things like that, but that really annoys you, and then you go in and then you go to the checkout and then you almost bring that energy to the checkout.
Yeah, you spread it.
Yeah, but they've not done anything to harm you, and they don't want that energy.
You've killed their vibe, then they're going to be rude to the next customer.
Well, it's like, it's just spreading like a bad disease. But that's why I always have this quote in my head where I'm like, always be nicer than you feel. And I think if you are having, like, a shit day where you're just feeling like you're beating yourself up and you just feel a bit down, when you help someone or just do something, or even it's just complimenting someone, that literally does lift your vibe. Like, you just feel so much better because you're giving, like, a little piece of love away that you didn't need to. And whether that's to make yourself feel better or to generally help them, like, it works in both ways anyway. So it's like, you're never losing anything from doing that. And then I also was just thinking, it taps you into the frequency of love instead of the frequency of fear. Because, you know, like, we're always, like, kind of walking around, like, maybe in these fear mindsets. But then, like, when you just, like, give something to a stranger, whether it's a compliment or you buy something for your friend or surprise someone something they weren't expecting, like, you're tapping into that frequency of love and, like, tapping out of anything else, which doesn't matter, because all that matters is love.
Yeah, it kind of, like, it's grounding activity.
Yeah.
Because everyone's always like, oh, if you see video online of like someone doing something really like cute and selfless, everyone's like, oh.
Yeah, it does so well online, doesn't it?
This is what the world's all about, whatever. Well, why don't you do something then for the people in your life, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it is... is true, you know, it's nice to be nice.
It is. And actually, we just have one more question just to round it up. Because I feel like the only, like, really important thing in life is that you kind of feel joy and happiness each day and love, obviously. But, like, but we can get, like, a bit lost in the noise. And I know I always say that, but it is just true. And, like, the only thing that is really important is that you... finding happiness and joy and peace in your life, because that's what we came here for, right?
Yeah.
So I think just asking yourself every day, like, where am I finding joy today? Where am I gonna laugh today or have happiness? Because as well, like, the more you find those little moments in the day, the better you're gonna be to the world, like putting out that better vibration. If you're finding joy, if you're never even slotting in a bit of joy and you're gone full serious mode, then, like, what's the point?
Yeah, I've been, like, actually asking myself that recently, like, where can I make time for some joy? Because I think I can accidentally slip into, like, serious mode a lot. Because I'm like, need to do this, need to grow this, need to do this for the business, need to do this for the podcast. And then, like, forget, you know? So then, like, that's...
Forget that, yeah.
Do like... little things. So the other weekend, I took myself to HomeSense and... sniffed Christmas candles.
Yeah, that was so cute.
And romanticized my life and filmed it. That's what I all told you to do in the winter routine episode. Some people actually replied to when I put it, because I just put it on my Instagram. I actually replied to it saying, oh my god, I heard you saying about this in the podcast, like making your life like a movie. I love that shit. And I was like, yeah, queen, I'm fucking doing what I said I was gonna do. But like, that actually candle sniffing activity, and then I've been burning the candles every night in my room, and they bring me joy because I remember how much fun I had when I took, because I could have just stayed inside and like just scrolled on TikTok and doom scrolled or something like that and lost all my dopamine. But I thought, no, fuck it, I'm gonna drive myself out, I'm gonna go sniff some candles, I'm gonna treat myself to some candles, I'm gonna be cute and cozy. And then I've actually filled, it's like filling up your petrol tank, filled up my joy tank for quite a while actually, not just on the day, like days after.
That's so good. Just I think there's some like mad dopamine release when you buy candles.
Really?
I'm a bit addicted to it.
I think it's just a girl thing though.
Yeah, probably. These well, are I don't for know. Girls I know only. A few guys that kind of like
I don't
it.
Know, yeah.
But I.
It was so funny when I was in HomeSense, it was all those girls as well, like either with their friend or dragging their boyfriend over going, sniff this one, smell
there's
this
so
one.
There's so many good ones. I need to actually go there because I keep it's going into Home Bargains is next to my gym.
You love it in there.
I know. I keep literally being blown in there. And then I looked at my... Yeah, it literally is addictive. I looked at my banking statement the other day and it was like, oh, bargain, so bargain, so bargain. Because like I'll just nip in and get like promo bars or whatever. But they have loads of candles in there and I'll like go and buy them. And then I went and bought some more the other day. And because like Christmassy smells as well, I swear you get some mad dopamine release.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a comfort thing.
Yeah. I've been lighting them with my light, put my lights off, then just the candles lighting the room, and I'm like watching TV, and it's like a vibe.
Yeah, it really helps you sleep as well.
Yeah.
So
anyway,
go.
Make time for joy.
And candles.
And candles. Okay, thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week on Wednesday for a brand new episode. Release episodes every single Wednesday. But keep up with us on social media at Finding Your Feet Podcast on Instagram and TikTok to keep up with us. And you can also watch all of our episodes on our YouTube channel as well, Finding Your Feet Podcast. It's all linked in the show notes. So you can get some more of us over there.
Thanks, guys. And we'll see you next time. That sounded really weird.
Yeah, do you think I love you?